Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's going to be the last Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money episode for a little while. We're going to regroup. It's been an absolute pleasure. My thanks to everybody at the PMs for helping find these amazing guests like our guest today, Adam Green. He is the co-founder of the Progressive Change Campaign Committee, a grassroots organization that focuses on economic populism and democracy issues. Let's get right back into it. You and I, I love it when I have guests on like yourself, Adam, and we've never talked about this before, but I can hear an expert helping to confirm some of my gut instincts about things. So thank you. We were talking about the fact that using left, right, center, conservative, progressive, when we're talking about particular policies or thinking of the political environment in these days in those terms is limiting, and it will not help Democrats try to break through. What do you think are the issues that can help Democrats break through and that doesn't involve effectively abandoning the core values or tenets of the Democratic Party? Yesterday, I said, we're not wrong. We have just forgotten how to talk to everybody like regular people and with the respect that people who we disagree with actually deserve. It's really challenging, but we're not wrong. It is a message and messenger challenge.
Absolutely. It is a message and messenger challenge. You use the word issues, which is a really important differentiation from a lot of the labels that are out there. So yes, left, right, center. I'm glad you mentioned even progressive. There's even brands that are on certain things like Medicare for All, a Green New Deal, that I think we just have to be willing to sometimes recognize when there's a broken brand out there, right? Green New Deal, was on track to be a really good brand until a ridiculous rollout, including an accidentally leaked early version of it that led to it being about cow farts and stuff like that, right?
I saw that and I nearly died. I was like, oh my gosh, unforced error.
Unforced error, and we don't have to resuscitate the brand. You know, I have heard politicians say to me, I'm gonna support so many ideas in the Green New Deal, but I'm not gonna embrace the Green New Deal as a brand. It's like, fine, that's what we need, right? We had one person in the Midwest call it the Midwest Marshall Plan. Okay, sure, if that floats your boat, we don't need a purity test on the brand. And just to just really drill this point, I was struck by one of the earliest examples of this during the big healthcare fight during the Obama years. We were a lead group pushing for the public option, which at that point was the left flank, if one's going to use that term, of the healthcare debate happening in Congress. And the New York Times poll showed that over 70% of Americans supported a public option. It was explained to them. This included 50% of Republican voters wanted a publicly run government insurance company to compete against private insurance. It was called government run right in there in the description. Yep. The same poll, if you look in the demographics, show only 20% of people call themselves liberal, right? Mm-hmm. And we've done some testing, progressive liberal, it's always 20%. So I don't care if someone doesn't join the Progressive Caucus, but wants to take on big insurance companies and big pharma. Sure, there's actually, our organization has worked with tons of them who just won in red to blue districts who didn't want the word progressive on their name because it's just a misunderstood brand. I mean, you can ask me, well, you work for the Progressive Change Campaign Committee. Thank you. We might have some rebranding to do because really, like, these labels are hurting us.
Yes.
The ideas, even a government-run insurance program, helps us. So that competes against private insurance, to be clear in that case. So, you know, once you recognize that, it partly solves the values problem because we're not abandoning a lot of the issue positions. We're abandoning bad descriptions and things that kind of don't speak correctly in the ears of people when they hear the shorthand, right? But then marrying that to the earlier point we were talking about, a lot of this is the gut, right? When I was thinking about this recently, when Bernie Sanders talked about Medicare for All, he wasn't talking about a 200-page bill.
Yes.
He wasn't trying to describe a plan. He was giving an us versus them narrative of the little guy being screwed over by the big guy. It all boiled up to that. And Medicare for All was almost a supporting detail in that narrative, not the other way around. So I feel like that's just what we need to have, right? So if politicians are inclined to talk wonky stuff, they shouldn't be our politicians. And if politicians also just aren't comfortable with the ideas enough to have a real human conversation with people, they shouldn't be our politicians. So going back to the messenger and message, and sorry, I'll stop talking after this. You know, Kamala Harris, even if one believes, I really have zero interest in like bashing Kamala Harris. Even if one believes that she ran the best campaign that was possible with her. We all remember in 2019, 2020, she was the very first senator to endorse Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All bill, right? She saw a political opportunity in that. And then when pressed one iota to defend it, she couldn't. And then she reversed her position, right?
Yes.
We don't need that. We don't need that, right? The reason she was reading from a teleprompter about corporate price gouging was it wasn't in her gut to talk about it. She couldn't make the case to talk about it. And therefore, it wasn't in her gut to say to her press people, wait a second, why am I talking about democracy and abortion but not having any events on challenging corporate power, right? We need politicians who live it on a gut level, can communicate it on a gut level, and the policy will backfill itself later when we're in governing mode.
Got to start with the ideas, and it is us versus them, right? It is all of us, regardless of party. This is, again, the fight, I think, of a generation to look at both money and politics, a constitutional amendment to fix that, and start with a fairer tax code that works for the middle class folks. That is Adam Green. He is the co-founder of the soon-to-be-renamed Progressive Change Campaign Committee. Thanks so much, Adam, folks. Keep it locked. U.S. Attorney Jim Santel joins us next to talk about the implications of Trump's election for those criminal prosecutions right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Change, change, change. That was fun.
It was fun.